Blog Talk Radio.
Radio here on Block Talk Radio. So hey, if you're all out there having a great time and you're sitting wondering what to do in the mornings and you want to get some insights on relationships, maybe on a spiritual sense, which everybody seems to be focusing on a lot, the idea of what is a spiritual soulmate relationship. So the other day, we're going to tap into a little bit of that whole thing too. we were actually talking about the other day when people were asking, you know, I got a book in my shop called The Three Magic Words. What are the three magic words? The three magic words is I am God, and it's the idea of looking at the idea. What does that mean? What's the insight? And so, welcome to the show. If you want to call in, get a reading, or get some answers to some questions, please give us a call, 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Also, if you want to sit there and call me for private readings, we do private readings. So if you want to give a call up, please do so. Give me a call at 740-500-8863. That number again is 740-500-8863. And since you're listening to the show right now, the people who call me, it's only $1 a minute for you. So therefore, take that in consideration. But we also have a tendency to work with anybody's budget. So if you have a certain price or a certain amount of money you're working with, but you definitely want to get the insights and the answers to your questions, just give us a call, 740-500-8863. I guarantee you we can work with anybody's budget, but you can't. I really can't sit there and work with you if you don't call. If you want to contact me through my website, website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. My email address is psychicxjourneyman@live.com. If you prefer to do a reading in person, I do have a shop in Manitou Springs, Colorado, called the Mystic Psychic Shop at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. So if you're going to be visiting for the holiday season and being around this area, any idea you're looking for someone to actually get some insight with, any idea of a qualified psychic, been doing this for over 20 years. So if you want to sit here and do that, please drop by. Walk-ins welcomed. And right now, I was focusing on, I actually started doing readings in a friend's shop, too, which is here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. But I'm going to have to get the information on that one so I can actually relay it to you. I did have her card, but for some reason I can't find it. Probably I washed it. I hate when I wash things, and then I can't find them anyway. Anyway, we were talking about the idea, what is a spiritual soulmate relationship? That's the relationship that everybody's looking for when they talk about soulmates and twin flames. Well, right now we've actually taken the situation and we've sit there and go, no more. So, you know, soulmates, twin flames, let's take the titles off the whole situation and look at it for what it is. We're looking for a spiritual connection. We're looking for a significant other and the ideal of being able to express oneself. It's the idea, what is love? What is true love? True love is you. It's like the three words we were talking about. I am God. I am refers to God. God refers to you. So you see that they are one and the same, and you are one and the same, and always have been. It's one of those things of perception, environment, people telling you, you know, I get really irritated with a lot of people. One particular one I saw where there's no such thing as a true example of true love on this planet because of the ideal of the human race, starting off in the idea of sinning with Adam. And it's basically one of those things we're trying to emphasize that when you make decisions to do certain things, it can have repercussions on everyone that you're connected to. That's the example. But also, just think about the situation. I heard this before the other day, and it was sort of talking about the idea we don't have a choice and the idea of who we love. Sure we do. This is a human concept. I can't do, you know, I got to love this person. Says who? And then the idea, you look at the situation of looking at spiritual connection. See, spiritual connection is the idea of realizing we're connected to everyone. Okay, you're individual, so you're bound to nothing, but you're connected to everything. It's like, have you ever gone to the woods and feel how connected you are to nature? Have you gone to certain places with certain people and see how connected you are to people? It doesn't always emphasize the ideal that you're going to have romantic relationships with each and every one of those things. But if you look at society right now, this is basically what is going on. And the idea of people getting caught up in the whole syndrome of looking for something when they should have to, they have to realize what it is, who they are. See, that's a realization, not the idea of finding oneself. If you want to go that route of finding oneself, then just simply go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. There you are, 3 to 4 dimensional ways. And when you look at the situation, you are a 3-dimensional being and a 4-dimensional being. It depends which one you're actually going to embrace at the time. But you want to sit here and rise yourself above this way. Some people have a tendency you can't rise yourself above the world because they look at that as being selfish. or self-centered or controlling. No, actually what it's saying is rise above it means to rise above error thoughts, issues, some things that people see as negativity. So therefore, say you get fired from a job, it helps you understand that a week ago you said that you don't want to be there no more. The universe gave you what you wanted. If we would just pay attention to more of those small things, then we could actually manifest the big things. To realize we've been manifesting everything. So therefore, that person, that relationship, that people sit and go, you know, you can't choose who you love. You're right. You're supposed to love everyone. And then take it one step further to look at the situation of who you really want to open up to. And the idea, what is true love? True love is you. Look at the symbol, infinity. If you take infinity to figure eight and you pull it apart, you have two circles. The two circles actually represent two people. The circles represent them loving each other, loving themselves. Okay? They love themselves, and they attract another circle of a person who loves themselves unconditionally. And then when they connect, you create a figure eight of a person spontaneously giving to another because they've already done that with themselves. Now you have a figure eight, which is connected to two hearts. So love is not a two-way street. You see, streets have stop signs. They have distractions. They have people crossing the street. You don't want that. You want to keep going forward continuously, spontaneously, and smoothly. Okay? So let's change the perception and look at the figure eight of nothing is keeping this from happening. It's a spontaneous thing where you don't have to demand anything. It shows that in the process of giving unconditionally that you've done for yourself, where you've made decisions to really do what you want, to go after what you need and desire. You've done these things for yourself. When we talk about the self, we're talking about the soul and the spirit. What is the spirit? What is the soul? What is that prompting within you that's directing your heart into a certain direction? I saw this today where the person said, well, this person I've been hanging out with, he's nice. Okay, what does that mean? Anybody can be nice for 10 minutes. And someone can be nice until they get what they want. We've seen it all before with our kids. You know, they want to be nice, and they're very attentive until they get what they want. Then they have a tendency to do one thing. What is that? They have a tendency to go back to being themselves once they get what they want. So what we're supposed to be doing is opening up, sharing ourselves with another, and then when another person comes forward, where we can actually have that infinite, spontaneous relationship, means you don't have to think about it. It just happens. Let's put it this way. When two hearts connect like that in true sense of love, as in the infinity of being very, very spontaneous, I've heard this before too, with a lot of young people going, when's he going to declare this a relationship? Like he has some kind of staff. I declare this a relationship. It doesn't happen that way. And if it does, why do you have to declare something that just happens? You don't. People think you have to put titles on before they actually become something, not realizing most of the time they become what they are before anybody even says anything. It's one of those things you look back and go, oh, wow, we've been in a relationship for 6 months. And that's how it works. When you think about it too much, you're coming from your head. You're coming from thinking too much. So therefore, you're not following your heart. See, if you follow your heart, it's like looking at your chakras. Okay, you have 7 chakras that we mostly focus on. You have 3 upper ones and you have 4 lower ones. I mean, 3 lower ones. And you have the heart chakra right in the middle. Also, they say behind the heart and the heart chakra is your connection or the ideal of connecting to oneself to realize you've always been connected to the source, which is power, energy. And it's right in the middle, right there, okay? So when you sit and focus and follow your heart, that's where all the promptings come from, where you're actually connecting to spirits, angels, guides, the people who are basically guiding you. Or we should say the entities and souls, the spirits that are actually guiding you in the true sense of what's good for you, okay? No motives of their own, okay? When you sit and look at the situation, it's simple. So everybody wants to make it complicated. Like the other day, I had a friend of mine who was doing a meditation on how to clear your chakras and stuff that you've collected in a negative way. It was so freaking drawn out. It's more like you lose interest halfway through the whole thing. It's the idea of making things simple by saying, follow your heart, which connects you to your true self of what you truly want to do, which awakens the upper chakras, which are the spiritual ones, to actually hear the guidance even clearer, to connect to angels, your guides, almost to the point where it's like having a second family, but this one's actually working in the ideal of allowing you to make the decisions. And they're there to motivate and support you in those decisions. And they're also very nurturing in the ideal of giving you alternatives and also helping you to see those, like clairvoyantly, to see the visions. So therefore, it makes it easier to make a decision. If you could hear things spiritually, that sound really positive, see things, feel things, just know things. Wouldn't it make it easier in the idea of following through? So what you got to do is you got to connect to your heart, which connects you to your soul, your spirit, your true God essence, which awakens your three upper chakras, which connects you to even more intensely to spirit. So therefore, you can know which directions to go in to actually accomplish your goals, your wants, needs, and desires, which if you look at the three lower chakras, your solar plexus, your sacra, and your root chakra, they're about safety, desires, power, and control. But it's all about within yourself. Once you do all those things, then you pretty much have balance. And then you can go forward even quicker. It's not really even quicker. It's just the idea of going forward without thinking. When you don't think and you just follow your heart, it's spontaneous. So things do happen very quickly. I've seen a lot of people in relationships say, this relationship is moving too fast. No, it's not moving too fast. It's for you to adapt and say, okay, I asked for something that was spontaneous so where I could actually see it, loving, that kind of stuff. So maybe you should sit there and think about it. Is it going too fast? Are you focusing on the speed too much? Or should you be really focusing on enjoying the relationship? And realize relationships are going to do one thing. They have their own speed. So if you sit there and you focus on the thing, like, we should take this slow, you're controlling it. If you want to take it fast, you're controlling it. But when you say let go and have faith that what you've attracted into your life and who, and have faith in that and yourself, then you can let go and let the relationship be what it is. And then you can enjoy it and live it. That's the thing, okay? So we're going to start taking some calls. If you have any questions on that, or just have some questions, just answer them, okay? Let's go to our first caller, which is area code 831. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and I loved the intro. I love your teaching. That was spot on, brilliant.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Lisa, calling from California. I recently moved in with my fiance with my two children. My daughter's having a bit of a time with adjustment, and he's got some legal issues with the security clearance and wants his old job back. Just, you know, I need a psychic checked up. I just want to see what's going on. A lot's going on. I'm loving it, but I need some guidance here, some confirmation.
Mm-hmm. So you love what's going on right now?
Yes.
What's your one fear?
Say that again.
What's your one fear? Is it a fear of things are going good? How long will it last?
Yeah, things are going great. I think it's the lasting part. I was in a previous relationship mm-hmm. that put time limits on and a lot of restrictions, and he and I were learning a lot, and a lot about, for me, it's letting him help me. I've been a single mom.
Oh, yeah.
Years,
that's always a hard one, yeah.
So, yeah, that's my, you know, that was one of the things I'm learning to do. And he has just embraced my family. He always says they may not be my children, but they're my family. And it's just a beautiful thing. I do have...
So you look at the situation. Yeah, I was kind of... Well, at the moment you said that, it was like something came across and saying maybe there are more of his kids than we would think about if you sit here and allow the thought of past lives.
Oh, we talk
so
about
the
past
connection.
Lives a lot, yeah. My mm-hmm. son adapts more to my fiancé than he does his own father, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had the same thing
with
girls
resistant.
With.
And, like, daughters. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard for daughters. I mean, I have two daughters of my own.
Yeah.
They have a chance to have a stepfather, and they talk to him, and they kind of, like, call that a family. But at the same time, they have a chance to reach out for advice and call me.
Right.
Like, what's up with you? You know, that kind of thing. Me and my daughter are very blunt with each other. We have a tendency to insult each other at the first part of the conversation for, like, you know, 5 minutes. And then I actually say, okay, fine, what are you calling for? There's something else. And she's like, well. So, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want
to. So I just want a psychic checkup. We're paying for a wedding, and I'm unemployed right now, and just would like to know, you know, what's going on. What do you see? What's happening?
I get the impression that what you need to do in a situation like this is maintain and focus on the outcome. What you want to see is the outcome, not what the because I know when I got married, and it was funny that actually my divorce was cheaper than my wedding, but which is good. But it was one of the things that came to me the most when you said, I'm looking for a psychic checkup. Well, I saw this as we did our wedding. We were surprised at how we could get really constructive, and we still basically had the wedding we wanted. Actually, it freaked us out when we made an open invitation to the church. The next thing I know, it was 100 people. I'm like, I'm not ready for this. And I used to play music. I used to be a lead singer, but standing in front of a bunch of people, scariest thing I ever did. I don't think I even finished the vows. But when you look at the situation, it's focusing on the picture, the focus. It's like, because it says to me, it says focus on the vision you see, and it don't allow anybody else's perception to filter in. Because what that means is we're all being told that you got to have money to do this, and really that's one of the things, farthest from the freaking truth of anything I've ever known. Because we don't attract anything into our lives by saying, I want money. We attract things in our lives because of our intentions. What we put out there, we get back. And if money has to be a tendency to be a part of that, it's just another variable to the situation. Like you want to build a house, okay? So you're going to focus on the house and get the house and see the house as something very clear, very, very three-dimensional. So whatever you need to obtain that will also be attracted, but you really don't have to think about it. And if it does become a difficult thing where there are certain variables in that scenario that you are having trouble attracting, they're not coming as quick as you'd like to, you can get detailed about it to focus on the picture even more, but never focus on the things that could actually deter you from those because you'll start attracting more of those. And what I think with you, it seems like you have past experiences you need to let go of. Seem like you've done everything yourself in some sense of the word, even when you were in relationships. This one's difficult for you because it's the ideal of, it's a habit. So it's not the idea you're having trouble letting this person do things for you. You're just so used to doing them yourself because people have let you down.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Well, let's just say I manifested my fiancé. For 7 years I'd been single, and I woke up on my birthday last year and I said, I'm ready. And 3 days later, there he was. So, no, I changed my vibration. I understand the laws of attraction.
I was going to say was the ideal of telling people about the law of attraction has no discrimination. Whatever you focus on and you see as truth, you will attract. So if you feel like you have to struggle and you have to do everything yourself, you'll keep attracting situations or attracting blocks between people who are really being sincere.
That's a good
so
point.
Just sit there and think about that, you know? Like what I tell people when you see 1111 or 111, forget what it means and just go instinctively to the ideal make a wish or the ideal of what you wish at that moment. Do you have to really make a wish about a certain thing? I think it might be I've already determined what I want. Now I sit there and look at the 1111. I sit there and go, okay, give me the strength to let go of anything that would keep me from getting this goal or maybe I'll reaffirm it and say, okay, like I did a while ago before we started, before we came on the air, while I was working out, I saw 11:11, and I just said, hey, you know something? I want to earn $1,000 before the end of this week, even before the end of the day, and I also want a girlfriend before the end of the week. And I said, that sounds good. So be it. It's done. It's soap. And I walked off the whole thing going, sometimes we have a tendency to fall into a trap by saying, I wonder if, and see, wondering if, catch yourself real quick and go, I wonder if, how it's going to happen. don't let yourself go into the negative part where, what if it doesn't happen? Not realizing you just put a freaking statement out there. But you can't correct it. It's like karma. Karma is just an example of, you know, cause and effect. What you put out there, you get back. Some people say, I hope you get your karma. Well, I hope you're saying that in the right direction and the idea of what you're talking about. You know, like I've actually been very determined to sit here and say things as in the person who does me harm is going to do it because of what they say out of their mouth, okay? So therefore, if I sit here and listen to a statement, it also helps me to maintain positive. So I'll sit here and say this person, you know, deserves whatever they do to me in a harmful way will come back on them tenfold. So basically what I'm saying is I'm not condemning them. They're condemning themselves. So I sit here and look at that statement too and say, okay, let's look at my life this week. What have I said in a negative way? I can actually look at those things and change them and make them positive statements or even turn them into positive affirmations and neutralize that. So therefore, what I already put out there, by neutralizing the statement itself, by putting something positive into it or even a positive picture that goes along with it, you can neutralize that. You can neutralize karma by just coming to a realization, because what you put out there comes back, as in karma, is just a learning lesson to teach you to be more constructive and more of a positive way to manifest things in your life, to realize you just got hit by a car. Just go back and see what happened. And it could be simply just a fear of walking across a crosswalk and somebody almost hitting you, that you can't get that thought out of your head. What if they did hit me? And then there's a situation that the rest of the week, maybe you won't get hit by a car, but you have an accident, because you have a negative thought bouncing around your head. When you start focusing on and watching what comes out of your mouth and say, I don't like that, let's see how we can turn that into something else. See, you're focusing on your creative side too as well. And after you do that for a period of time, what you're going to find yourself doing is you're always going to be direct. You're always going to be going toward the solution, and you're going to stop focusing on the problem. Not realizing the problem just attracted more stuff, so that problem just prolonged itself. So when you start to look at your situation of like getting married, you forget the idea of unemployed, you know? And realize one thing. People have a hard time with this one too. I just want to smack them sometimes. Money comes in all directions. I actually have an affirmation. I love this affirmation. Money comes to me today, every day, and in every way. And don't be surprised what happens, because I've had people walk up to me and give me money. My friend goes, how do you do that? Who cares? You know, sure, I can do that with them. But I told him, I said, it's like this. It's like you just get up in the morning and say, okay, today I would like to have money come to me. And also like to have that happen every day in every way. So be it, so it is. And I walked off, and I remember one day I was working for the carnival. I'd paid all my bills the day before, so I really didn't have any money, so I'm counting my change out. My boss walks by, and he goes, you're telling me you have no money? You just got paid yesterday. I said, my bills are paid. He goes, oh, okay, cool. He says, what are you doing? I said, I'm just counting some change. You have to go across the street to get a Muscle Milk. And he's like, really? He started going this thing. I'm like, oh, what's up with him? And he looks at this guy, Mike. He says, hey, Mike, I can do whatever I want, right? And he goes, yeah, it's your company. Do whatever you want to do. Spend your money, whatever you want to do. He goes, okay, I think I will. And he hands me a $20 bill, and he looks at me and he goes, you owe me nothing. It's a gift. Have a good day. And walks right off. So I get passionate about these things because I've lived them time and time and time again. I mean, the shop I have downtown, it was a place I was told I couldn't have. They told me flat out, you'll never be able to have that space because the city doesn't recognize it as a retail space any longer. And every day I go to that shop and do my work. So it's one of those things, maintaining that positive attitude and looking at that vision and the point of saying, you know, basically, don't take this the wrong way, but screw the world and their negativity. I'm going to focus on exactly how my life is supposed to be, and that's the way it's going to be. And every time I've done that, and I always tell people, take a deep breath. Take 3 deep breaths until you can feel that vibration around you. That's actually feeling the presence, okay, of spirit, your angels, and everything around you. Once you get yourself in that state and you can feel the energy, you're also feeling the energy that you always use to manifest things, but you're also feeling yourself as you radiate within that energy, okay? And then you sit there and focus. That's what I do. It's like I've noticed that when I don't do that, things might manifest, but not as quick as I'd like them to, or I'll go back and look at the situation going, okay, what did I not do? And I remember when I manifested the shop, I was just sitting there when someone told me, no, you'll never have this. I looked at the shop and said, no, that is mine. I want that. And I just walked off and forgot it. Let it go, forgot about it, and then 6 months later, I got into a tiff with a girl in the situation and maybe even contemplating, what is the next step? I've been working at home and all kind of stuff. I want to venture out and work with people in person. I came up here to get away from things because we're nestled right in the mountains. And I looked up and there's a for rent sign on top of the shop. I was like, I knew it. So I sat there and I was telling someone on the phone too. I said, I got to call you back. And they go, what's up? I said, I just got to call you back. Just let me call you back. I'll tell you all about it. And then this person goes, finally says, what is it? I said, and this is funny too because the girl was actually talking on the phone. I actually met her in that shop the first time I had it. So all these things, you can see all this synchronicity stuff. So something's about to happen, and it did. And I didn't have any money. Now, if I would have sit there and listened to my angels, and there were certain promptings that said something was about to happen. But I was so caught up in everything and this girl and the situation, I was kind of distracted. Okay, if I wouldn't have done that, I would have had the money. Because I remember the three pay periods of working for this one company online, I made over $1,000 every 2 weeks. So I should have had it. But what we do is we look at the situation and we go, forget that. That's the way it was. Everything played itself out. And maybe if I would have changed things differently, maybe the outcome would have been different too. So I didn't sit there and think about it because it happened just the way it did. And I didn't have any money, but I've also been in those situations. I've had businesses before where I didn't have the money to get the property, but the people and the positive energy around it, the people let down the resistance to change the way they looked at things too. And this lady, I'd worked with her before, and she has a tendency to portray things like, there's a lot of people calling me, Don, wants that shop. Okay, whatever. My angels are sitting there going, she's going to say a lot of things, just leave it, just forget the whole thing. So I said, okay, no problem. Huh. So I called her and I talked to her and she said, well, just get the key from that one guy. Take a look at it and you want it. I said, I don't need to take a look at it. I already want it. And she goes, well, still take a look at it anyway and do the whole thing. Okay, cool. And then I called her back and said, yes, I want it. And she goes, okay. And then she came down there and showed it to me too. She was still in town. She lives in Texas. She doesn't live here in Colorado. So I was sitting there. She goes, I'm leaving Friday. I'm leaving Friday. I need the money. I'm sitting there going, oh, shit. She's done this before too where she said, I need the money now. But he just had this funny feeling that she was going to say, because she wants the money on Friday. I had a funny feeling it's not going to show up until Saturday. Okay?
Okay.
And then she called, and she's like, I'm going back to Texas. I need that money. I said, no, it's coming. It just hasn't showed up a little bit late. And all of a sudden, she just changed her mind and said, okay, no problem, Don. Do you want it or don't you? I said, yes, I want it. And she said, okay, here's my address. Just send me the money. And I knew she was going to do it. I just couldn't allow myself to feed in what she was saying. Okay, her perception is she wants the money. My perception is I want the shop. My angel's perception is go with the flow and you'll still have it. Just don't let the world disrupt your thinking and your focus and your passion. Because I knew for a fact getting in that shop, it wasn't just getting in the shop. It's a story I tell people to help them realize what they can accomplish if you don't feed into the world. The world is almost like setting it. The world to me is almost designed for you to fail because there's so many dumbasses out there.
Oh, I believe I can the dumbass. Yeah. I ran into one last night.
I'm just saying, it's like people say, their egos. This is a pure form of ego when people are going, I can help
it
you.
Is ego.
And then they set you up to fall so they can help you. So it's like they get angry with you when you learn to stand on your own two feet. I've had people look at me too and says, well, what if you help everybody and they're going to help?
Throughout this whole relationship, okay. I've run into people who I thought were my friends, and then I realized, why are you jealous? And why? That's not my issue. That's your ego. I would be happy for you if it was reversed. So, yeah, I've learned to not deal with those people's egos. And even planning the wedding, I've run into people, like, thinking that they should be this or that. And it's like, my wedding. I'm planning my wedding.
Exactly.
And
our people
this
say,
is
well,
your
you can't
ego.
Do that because you can't. Well, we have people say, well, you can't do certain things because you really don't have the money. Well, find it. The solution's out there. You just haven't found it yet if you haven't found it. We had one person, too, where it was when I was getting divorced. I had all these people, lawyers and their bullshit, sitting there saying, you know something? You have two kids, and I say, well, this is the thing is, my wife doesn't want me to pay child support. She wants me to find a lawyer who can make it happen the way she wants to happen. We had two daughters, so I was like looking at the whole thing going, if I would have done it over again, I would have actually fought for custody for both of my daughters because I just think my ex-wife is one of the most negative people who actually is dead-bent on destroying people's lives, which is kind of funny because she has a tendency to get what she wants. But she had a younger life where she never got anything.
Uh-huh.
So I was sitting there focusing on the whole thing. Everybody coming telling me you can't find a lawyer for less than $1,000 to actually take care of a situation like this. And I actually found, and then I sit there and said, well, we just want to get an annulment. And they go, we've been married for 10 years. You can't get one. Well, I found out with the law that if everybody agrees on both parties,
right.
You can't get an annulment. So I was sitting there going, I told my friend, I said, I'm trying to find a lawyer to pay $500. And it was like, no, you'll never find that. I said, I'm sorry, did I ask you? I said, this is what I'm going to do. So I said, I was calling lawyers, and they were telling me the same thing. You know, they're sitting there going, it's got to be $1,000. But every time I listened to one of these people, the first thing that came to my mind is, he wants $1,000. It doesn't cost $1,000. And even process, it doesn't cost $1,000. So I was sitting there going and going and going and going. I'm sitting there going, damn, this is driving me nuts. But I'm not going to give up. So I found a number for, this was funny too, for the assistant prosecutor of my county. And she said she could do it for $500. And she also told me how to make it about with the idea of no child support and the idea of telling me facts, the truth about when you go to court, and whatever's in those papers and everything's done in detail, most of the times, unless you have a pissed off judge, if you go in there and everything's done, judges love it because all they have to do is skim over it and sign it. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, you're going to have a lot of these lawyers telling you of all the things they have to do. And she said, I don't understand why they tell you the process because you're hiring us to do that. You don't need to know that. And she goes, but I will tell you flat out, the facts are you can do anything you want. So therefore, just put it in the paper and whatever's in that freaking document, they'll go with. And we did it. We did split custody. But still, nobody paid child support. And I was like, I got these lists of things, and I just one by one, just took care of those things. Like I said before, the only thing I would like to do differently is I would love to get custody of both of my daughters. But I had one. God, at one time I even had custody of my sister, who was actually a year older than my oldest daughter. So it was that was crazy. But I'm just saying with the situation and stuff like that, I mean, I started looking back at my life that when I put my mind to things, it's amazing of this, before I even started doing this kind of work, of how I already had that mindset of focusing on solutions. Now, I'll sit there and say when I was younger, there were times where I would blame the world for what was going on and the idea of infractions and stuff like that.
Yeah, my daughter's in that phase right now, I understand,
My daughter drives me crazy when she's like, when you come to visit Dad, you can't do the psyche stuff. We're Christians now. I said, what does that mean?
It's not like you can turn it off.
I want to sit there and tell her, I want to write a book called Superman and the Offspring That Refused to Fly, a psychic inside story of rebellious children. My oldest daughter is very gifted. Will she use it? No, she's been influenced by Christians. Anyway,
Well, let me tell you this. I truly believe energy flows where the thought goes. That's the thing I've always believed in and really worked on spiritually for the last 7-8 years. And in doing so, I have manifest. But I think what you're saying, too, is, I have this wedding planned. I have everything mapped out. And, you know, spirit has just, angels have just been making things happen for me. Do I sit there and say in my mind, woo, is this too good to be true? On occasion, I will say, yeah, it is, but I'm taking it and I'm holding on to it. I just, like you said, I just keep that energy going. It is my wedding. I have planned it in my head already. I've put some of it down on paper. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And
yeah, I was just saying jealousy to me is just people who look at you on the things they always wanted to do themselves, and they can't handle the idea of seeing someone do it, and it's like a realization for them to realize they could have done it too. They compromise on the line.
Right. I have, you know, like I said, it's people who, it's their, I've learned to let go of other people's limited beliefs. It's their limited beliefs that have controlled my life prior to me letting go of that belief and or learning about that belief. So I've really, really, really have moved on from that. But,
did you
on the, go ahead.
I was going to sit here and say something about it. Did you hear the first part when I was talking about what the three magic words are?
I am God. I am.
Yeah, you know, I remember I found the movie because I had the book, and for some reason I can't find the book in my shop. If you've seen the size of my shop, you really can't lose nothing in there. It's too small. But I was sitting there, I'm looking for this freaking book, right? I don't remember giving it away, but it's gone. But then again, who knows? But I was sitting there going, when I sit there and started focusing on that book, and it's a big book, and I'm like, I don't want to read this book. I want to be honest with myself. I don't want to read this book. But I would love to find the movie. So I was actually on Amazon. It's called Amazon Prime, and they actually have movies you can watch for free. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch series and movies and all kinds of discount stuff. I love it, man, because I don't pay shipping and on hardly anything anymore. But I was sort of watching this thing. But for some reason, when you're on Amazon, when you're watching these freaking movies, they cut in, they stop. They start, stop. I'm sorry, but this is just a pain in the ass, man, to watch these freaking movies on Amazon. And I think it's kind of a prompting thing to get you to buy it. But so I sit there and said, you know, something, I would love to find this on Netflix. And I've actually looked on Netflix there, and for some reason, that's kind of funny right now, too, because on Netflix, I have found so many freaking spiritual movies. There was that one, What the Bleep Do We Know, The Secret. There's another one called The One, where it's a connection to spirit and stuff. And there's also one called DMT, which is supposed to be a chemical that we release in the process of when we connect to spirit, our body has a tendency to have this chemical release. So they're showing a connection between spirit and physical. And I was
as a nurse, and watching people practice prayer or just meditation, whatever you want to call it, I see a positive influence. I've seen positive results. I've seen pain diminish, maybe not go away, but I've seen them handle things with clarity. It is a chemical. It's changing that vibration. It's changing your thought pattern. Everything is a chemical response in our bodies. And changing that, changing how, you know, anger causes yourself to boil. Everything rushes. Everything either gets restricted or rushes through our system. And when you let go of that, And you let it flow, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing.
So I was starting to talk to people about a lot of things and situations that it was like, I remember this one guy saying that you really can't prove it or disprove it. And I said, really?
No.
It's basically on an individual basis, so therefore it can be proven. And the idea of the situation, it's like it's like going to places that are haunted. Sometimes you walk into the situations, and it's very active. There's other times you walk into the situation, and there's nothing. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's like looking at spirits as you would look at humans. One on Tuesday, very positive, and you can feel the energy. And there's other days you don't even know they're there. I've had people walk up on me, too, and scare the heck out of me, going, I didn't even pick up on you. I usually pick up on everybody. So it was one of those situations of a person being very calm that day, or just not the idea of two people crossing paths. For just the sake of crossing the paths, so think about this. Most of the time we always have reflections of everyone and everything that reflect back to us about ourselves. They say that we're in a really good place, in a good place that day. We might actually attract people who are also in a very good place. So they don't have the same kind of, they don't have the chaotic energy. They're in a good space. So that's just a reflection back going, okay, this is a good day. It's always those one day, you've seen those days before where everything's like, oh, this is just a crazy day, crazy people, crazy situations. And then we start seeing even crazier people and situations and stuff. I have a tendency to look at certain things where my life is going great and still see chaotic people, but it also helped me realize one thing. I was working with girls who have this freaking notion if they see an ex-boyfriend, for some reason they think, oh, maybe we're supposed to get back together. It helped me to distinguish that I'm having a great life today and everything around me is positive. The negative people I see are across the street. So realistically, that person's not crossing my path. They're on the other side of the street. So therefore, I kind of take it back within, you know, and start thinking about what's going on in my life at that moment and say, okay, this is good. Let's just keep going. And a lot of us do have a hard time with that. When things are going great, we have a tendency to stop asking for more, not realizing to keep the flow going is a constant intentions of a manifestation. So I was working with girls who would sit there and say, I saw this ex-boyfriend. Are we supposed to get back together? Because we reconnected. You did? I said, was he across the room? And she goes, yeah. I said, you didn't reconnect. Reconnections happen in person, not across the room where you have to think about it. And you're thinking about it. You're hoping. It's more of an infatuation. Saying, ooh, you know, and because everything in your life right now is not going the way you wanted to. You're thinking, here comes a boyfriend in your life. It also, to me, also portrays a person who's thinking another person is going to make a difference in their lives instead of making that difference within their own. So, see, there was other things that I'm going through in those situations to help me help people even more by the conclusions I come up with where I can look at their lives and go, you're not connecting with no one. You need to look at the situation. Reconnections happen where a person walks up to you, you have a conversation, you talk about getting back together. Make it simple. You're making it more complicated by pulling all these crazy people into your life. And that's the thing, pulling. She's not allowing the law of attraction to work for her. And it's kind of amazing, too. That's how I guess I have a hard time with dating services and stuff like that because they're constantly pushing all that. You know, it's like education and dating services and that stuff. They were great concepts at one time, and the idea of what they were really focusing on, and I think their focus is gone, and the idea of they all become businesses. It's all about money. And it's like the idea of people not realizing you have a dating service, which is all about attraction, but you're scared to death if you don't do certain things, you're not going to have the money coming in. And then I actually also look at people who make tons of money, and they get freaked out because they still have a fear of losing it. They don't realize it's not the ideal of constantly prompting people to do things. It's the ideal to work on your own insecurity. Like women attracting men, the first thing, I told this one lady, I said, she was talking about a guy had to make a certain amount of money because she didn't want to take care of anybody. But when I heard the statement, it's more about, I'm not really taking care of myself, so I'm going to find someone to do it for me. And that's most women put themselves in abusive relationships because they refuse to take control of their own lives, make their own intentions and focus, so they attract someone in their life who does it for them. And anybody who has that kind of power has a tendency to do one thing, become a dictator. But you got to look at the situation. I'm just saying you got to look at the intentions and what she's manifesting. So she has no. I mean, people might look at me kind of crazy when I look at people in abusive relationships. But if you don't change your pattern, you're going to keep constantly attracting the same thing over and over again. And it's you know, you've heard the people talk about attracting. What is insanity? It's to keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping to have a different outcome. And abusive relationships are prime examples of that. I'm not sitting there condoning the guy's actions. I'm also not condoning her actions either. I'm looking at the situation for exactly what it was. The law of attraction is working there in that situation because she hasn't changed her perception. Because I've actually talked to a lot of women, too, who have a perception of a man in particular just having one. They're good. I had a lady I talked to. This is kind of funny. Now, it's like having a conversation with a woman who's who got beat up, who's been verbally and physically abused. And what the question she came to ask was, why did he leave? So she's not focusing on that, because that's a pattern. She thinks it's normal, you know. Maybe her father beat her, smacked her around too. So she's thinking, so the association is love and a man. They do what they do, and you have to accept that, not realizing we don't have to accept anything. Are people talking about, this is the hardest one, but we have some people say they're homosexual, and they have no choice of who they love or what they do. And I'm sitting there going, no, life is all about choices. And you're sitting there, and to me, when someone said that, there's no choice, I have to do this, the very first thing came to me was, that's an addiction.
Yes.
Drama,
it is.
Whatever it is. It's an addiction, you know? And it's like, that's why I have a tough time with AA, because all they're doing is enabling a sickness. Because they keep saying, I have an addiction or a disease. I'm sorry. I've also done so much emotional and spiritual work to realize that everything that affects the body is because of negative energy or negative thoughts, negative perception, and that kind of stuff. So if we hold on to these things, they become physical maladies in our bodies, whatever it is, even if it's alcoholic. And most alcoholics are usually psychic, very strong intuitional abilities, and the alcohol or drugs,
numbs
whatever they choose
it.
To do, yeah, numbs it and suppresses those feelings. And the same thing about, I hate to say this, but there's a difference between a homosexual and a person who thinks he is. I've seen it too many times. Boy, I've had some arguments on that one, too. A girl got on my case, and she said, I'm gay, I like women. I said, well, then why is it that every time you get into a relationship, the girl leaves you for a guy? There's a reason. There's something that's telling you. And I said, I also told her, too, I said, when you ask me the question, I keep getting the answers from my guys and angels, even God saying, you're supposed to be with a male. You're avoiding it because of a fear. And then I sit here and told her flat out she had been abused by, I couldn't figure out who it was, but it was somebody in her family who had sexually molested her. And we found out later on, I thought it was either her father or her uncle. It was her uncle.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny, every time I would point these things out to her, that you have a woman who comes into your life who's basically reflecting back at you because they're confused about their sexuality because of how they've been treated. They meet you, they see the reflection and realize who they're supposed to be with, and that's what they do. They leave you for a male because of the realization. And then we look at you, and the reflection is you're attracting women who are confused about their sexuality, which reflects back at you that you do too. And she said, well, you're just bashing gay people. Really? Okay. What am I supposed to do about that situation? There's sometimes you've got to sit there, put it, all the facts out within her life of why it was up to this point, and she still said, no, I'm supposed to be with a woman. And then I sit there and say, why are you so defensive about it? If it's so, then why do you have to defend it? People who usually defend things have a doubt within it, too. They're just not willing to look at it.
Yeah.
So I was, like, trying to figure the whole thing out.
Oh, that's my mother. No, she manifests, I call it bully by...
proxy?
Bully by emotion. She's emotionally sick. She's emotionally hurt. She's emotionally, and that's the way she gets attention. And
mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm done with it. I'm so tired and done with it. And
mm-hmm.
I call her bluff every time. It's like, oh, I have an emotion. I'm stressed and I'm emotionally, no, not emotionally sick, but I'm physically ill, or I've got this medical problem. And I'm like, I kind of go into nurse mode, and I'm like, really? Show me. Give me proof.
Yeah.
You know, it's also bullyism when people say they have, if they're not, you know, oh, I have this or I have that, and they play it every time, it's just
mm-hmm.
a way of getting attention, and it's just draining. And I've eliminated all these people from my life, except for my mother.
Right.
But I'm done. I'm just so done. And like you said, I am a little. The one fear I have is this is going to end one day. But like you pointed out, which I've been thinking about through our conversation here, is I've manifested this. Why am I? Don't lose momentum. Keep it going. And
the one thing I wanted to say real quick is the idea is also we brought past lives. So therefore, the society is stupid in the idea of saying nothing lasts forever. Really? If you look at past lives, that's not so. We keep going from one lifetime to another. So we keep continuing to go forward. We also know the facts that we're energy. The soul is energy. And energy can't be destroyed. It just transformed into something else, which also gives us the format for reincarnation. But it carries on. It goes on. And I was sitting there going, I heard this the other day. Nothing lasts forever. Yes, it does. It's our perception that tells us otherwise. I was also thinking about the idea, do we really die? No, we don't. We just basically, like look at the insect world. They always discard the outer shell and transform into something else. And we also have butterflies within spirituality and the idea of transformation. So we have all these things telling this thing, but when people start focusing on the human side, all they can see is limitations. And I think that's why it's so important for people to follow their hearts, which connects you to the soul, to realize you have no limitations. And you can do anything you want. I actually have this book, which I actually have it here today right next to me, which usually I don't when I bring up books. I can actually give the information out. But there was this book called Practical Spirituality. Your power is only a theory until it is demonstrated. And then all of a sudden you start thinking about, instead of saying, if I can, you start saying, what can I do next? And it's by a guy named John Randolph Price, and he wrote this book called Angels Within Us, which also is another great book because what it does is the Angels Within Us shows us the Council of the 22 Angels. Now, if you also look at the situation of the Council of the 22 Angels, you'll also realize that each one of these angels also are connected to the major arcana and the tarot deck. Each one of these angels is represented by each one of those cards and the majors. So we start thinking about things like the Lover's card. The Lover's card is actually backed by the angel of loving relationships. So it talks about loving relationships on a different level. Romance is in there too, but it also talks about how important every relationship that we have is, which contributes to how we attract a romantic partner. And that's why when people say, when you sit here and look at the situation, it's kind of cool because it's like looking at situations and going, what the heck? So there's angels back in each one of these cards. It also gives you insights on how you could actually change your perception and looking at relationships in a different way to realizing, as we talked about before, the reflection is very important. As the reflection is very important, so do we learn. When we learn, we change within ourselves. So therefore, we also will see the world change as well, accordingly to in our outer world, because of the changes we made within ourselves, with the perception that we changed and the ideal to see the changes we needed to make. But this book is a really good book. It's called Practical Spirituality. It's a new and revised edition that I actually got on Facebook, Amazon.com, where it talks about your power is only a theory until it is demonstrated, which we've demonstrated. So we also have visuals to work with, too, from past experiences when we did do that. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. Okay, so check it out. And the book basically goes over a lot of things. And there's actually techniques and stuff like that, but it also connects you to the 12 levels of spirituality. It talks about how to hook up to the energy of love, how to focus on that energy itself, which is basically the catalyst that actually attracts everything to our lives. So we can actually miss infractions or smoothly go over the speed bumps of infraction, okay? You know, what are you saying and seeing? You know, do they actually match up? Do they really connect? You know, that kind of thing. And then I was sitting here looking at some of these suckers in here, but they call them the 12 doors to mastery. Okay, so when you take a look at the situation, the first door is the birth of truth. The second door is escape from ego. The third door, understanding the law completely. Like we were talking about before about the law of attraction, will attract you anything that you focus on as you see as truth. Which means if you believe that you have to have a job, you will attract situations like that when you should be opening your mind up to all the possibilities. And then there's the fourth door is baptism, which is the idea when you enter the fourth door, you begin to purify the emotional nature, bringing your heart and mind into alignment. So it's the idea of those situations. It also talks about temptations and the idea of how to focus on how to, when you manifest things in the truest form and the idea of what you want, not the idea like just focus on money for money's sake, but focusing on money and saying, if I, you know, what is the reason for this money that you want to manifest? When you sit and focus on the idea of that, and focusing on your service to the world and the idea of what you want to give back, it makes it easier because you start realizing that everything, money follows service, so service comes first. And then we go to the other door six, is the door of transmutation. This door is symbolized by Jesus at the wedding party where he turns water into wine. He doesn't want to do it that time, but he also sort of looks at the situation of, I guess you would sit here and say this is a nice way of saying he honors his mother. And this is the door that launches us on the road toward service to mankind. So basically, it's like he doesn't want to do it because he honors his mother. But at the same time, he's also in a sense of service. So therefore, he wants everybody to be happy, and he contributes to the happiness in the ideal transformation, transmutation. The Awakened One says that transmutation is based on the power of unconditional love. So instead of getting caught up in the whole thing, well, he shouldn't do it, he just looks at the situation, he just goes along with the flow. Let's see, door seven is the gathering of power. The nation is symbolized by the calling together of Jesus' disciples, with each identity representing one of the 12 powers of man. That was interesting in itself. When these powers are awakened and begin to unite under the direction of the superconsciousness, you will feel a balance of your energy field perhaps as never before. The 12 powers are faith, strength, wisdom, love, will, authority, understanding, enthusiasm, imagination, order, forgiveness, and life. So when I sit here and talk about it, it's like connecting, okay, and saying I have faith. It is a part of me. It is what I am. I am the power of faith, and I express that power now. It's like you're awakening each one of these powers within you. If you already know about these powers, and it's just the idea of reaffirming it, getting them, as it says here, all aligned together under the superconsciousness, which in the idea of this situation is you and God combined together, and the idea of bringing these strengths together to realize you've been given these powers because you're made in the image of a God, so there is no limitations to what you can do when you unite these, because they're like that. Like I said before, it's faith, strength, wisdom, love, will, authority, understanding, enthusiasm, imagination, order, forgiveness, and life. So this book is good too, because it has some affirmations and stuff. And it actually has a meditation you can do to unite these powers. And when you do that, it even changes your... We're all focusing on raising our vibration. Just this simple meditation here, as you affirm each statement, can actually entirely give you a find that you're in an entirely new vibrational pulsing in your energy field, freeing you from common illusion, and endowing you with new powers and freedoms. Then you will see that you continue to open. That was a door seven. Go on to the door eight, which is world service. Also realizing that what you do for yourself also gives service to the world. As you do these things for the truest sense of focusing on you and becoming the best you by going and realizing the best you has always existed. And these powers will actually help you connect to your spirit, your true self. Also showing the connection that you were trying to reestablish, to realize you've always had that connection, that you and God have always been one and the same. So when you honor God, it's the idea of loving another and loving yourself. Because that's how you're created. go on the door 9. 9 is transfiguration. Is something you must thing that happens. It's something you can do. It's nothing you can make happen. It's basically through meditation, treatments, and prayers, you realize you're just allowing things to come in, allowing things from it. It's like, look at things have always existed. They're just invisible. They're in spirit. And for you to sit here and focus on them as reality, that's when they can become, and they can become visible. So you look at the shore. Just go on. Go to the tenth door, which is crucifixion. What is the crucifixion? It is the sacrifice of the integrated lower nature, which means letting go of thinking you have to do something or you need to do something. I have to do something, which basically when you look at the situation there, you've lost faith in yourself and you're not focusing on the 12 powers within yourself that connects you to the, the situation of balance, of realizing your powers exist, getting to the point where you're just exhibiting those powers like you would sit there and raise your hand. Where you don't think about raising your hand. It just, you want to do something and you just do it. So it's the idea of manifestation means being very positive, having unconditional faith to say, okay, I want this piece of equipment. And then you go right into the action. Okay, either write it down, start looking at what would be the piece of equipment you really want, saying, yes, that's what I desire. And then let it go and watch one thing. The opportunity will come to you. You're not waiting for it to happen. You know it's going to happen. So therefore, you go ahead and live your life like you always do. And the next thing you know, the opportunity comes up, and this thing is a piece. This piece of equipment is a part of your life, which actually makes it easier in the process what you're trying to do. Maybe you don't want to go to the gym. Maybe you feel like it's more convenient for you to stay home. Maybe it's the idea of people have a tendency to procrastinate when they have equipment in their house. So it's also another way of changing your perception. Say, well, if it's here, we're always thinking we have to work at it at a certain time. It's helping you to change your perception of what's good for you, not what the world says is good for you. And then you start changing things, and all of a sudden your life seems to reflect. Positive, successful thinking creates a positive, successful life. So keep that in mind too. So here we go into 12, the 11th door is resurrection. Now you live and move and have your being as the Christ, which just keeps moving forward. The spirit of man has been crucified, and now only Christ lives, and you fully demonstrate the truth of being, of your being. See, it's like letting go of all those worldly perceptions in favor of spiritual perception. The world perception says you have limitations. Not everything lasts forever. The spiritual perception says, what do you really want to do? Once you do that, what's the next thing? And what's the next thing? So the idea of not being comfortable or content, you see why that's a good thing. Because we're constantly manifesting things through our intentions. So it helps us to clarify that intention to have better outcomes of manifestation. So then we go on to 12. The ascension. When you move through this door, you become an earth master. Your will is totally merged with the will of God, and you are now a radiating center of the good will of God. The first 8 doors are opened by us. The final 4 are opened by Spirit. How far we go on where Spirit takes over depends on our choices, our decisions, our commitment. After all, we do have the gift of free will. So when you start looking at a situation like that, what is karma? As we go through all those things, what is karma? Karma is the law of cause and effect in operation through the volition of the individual, where a choice or decision is involved. If the choice through thought, word, or deed is based on the principle of good for all, good karma is impressed in the Askus records. However, if the mental, emotional, physical action is negative, it is etched as a print or pattern of negative energy in the records. This negative pattern will continually influence your life and affairs until it is corrected or worked out, which means the ideal, let go of the past. Of anything that doesn't contribute to your happiness. Anything that's negative. It's like the ideal of forgetting you've ever dated or done anything in your whole freaking life. And what you do is each one of those experiences, you take what you learned as positive with you. Anything else really doesn't contribute to creating a happy, successful life. So see, you can sit there and say, okay, those experiences did happen. Yes, they did. But all you really need to do is take the positive that came out of those situations, relationships, and people to actually help you to contribute to and also manifest and create your life. And the declaration you've made to yourself, I want to be happy. I want to focus. I want to have a very successful life. Well, negativity is not going to do it for you. So you forget that you ever, it's like almost up to this point, I've never dated. I've never done anything. This is the very first day of my life because realistically, the past is gone. And the quicker you let go of the perception that it exists, it doesn't. And then you start realizing the only reason it does in some sense the word is because there's thoughts and images in your mind. But the past itself in some sense the word doesn't exist anymore. So why not let it go? Because if you don't, it's going to continue to keep working on you in a negative way. So you just want to sit there and focus on creating that happy, successful life. So you go back to those past experiences, look at the happy, positive things that came out of it, and more likely if you can see that, they will contribute to what you're trying to do now. So take it with that. So if you want to call in, we still got 15 minutes. It's 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. If you want to get a private reading, which is right now, it's only $1 a minute, give me a call at 740-500-8863. That number again is 740-500-8863. If you are a person who likes to do readings and really want to do one in person, then come to my shop in Manitou Springs, Colorado at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue here in Manitou Springs, Colorado at the base of Pikes Peak here in Colorado. So if you want to contact me to my website, more than welcome to do so. If you want to call me on the phone number, it's 740-500-8863. Set up an appointment. That's great, but walk-ins are welcome. You can also contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Or you can drop me an email. I actually do email readings too at psychicxjourneyman@live.com. So it's like the situation. I'd love to sit here and have somebody call in. Love to answer your questions for you. I know we had a couple people in the queue before, but like I always said before, don't get impatient. Don't get crazy because you haven't got on the show. Listen to what's going on. We've actually had people come on here and say, hey, I really appreciate your show. Thank you so much because as I was listening, you answered my question. So see, we have people who have actually told us that. So it's not something we're just coming up and conjuring up in our heads. To keep you in the queue, we're not doing that. We're saying that anything and everyone that crosses your path, doesn't matter what kind of format that is, it's for your benefit. So it's best that you listen, be open, because it might be something you need to hear and the ideal of learning and changing your perception where you can actually have a more successful outcome in what you're trying to do right now. Let's see. The vibration of your energy field at this moment comes from both your self-created positive and negative karmic patterns. Those patterns are reinforced by drawing like energy from other individuals. Like attracts like. Accordingly, a high vibration consciousness, good karma, will attract those who will help you achieve your goals. And you will be drawn to those whom you can provide loving assistance. But a heavy karmic wheel loaded with debt created through negative actions will attract rather unpleasant people and experiences into your life. And your negative energy will be taken on by others of a similar vibration. And this negative attraction will help you to work out your karmic debts on the physical plane. So I guess in some ways everything works in your favor. So try to think about that whole thing. See, sometimes I wonder about situations with people and why people are so freaking debt bent on destruction. And I guess it's one of the things you don't tell other people anything, any idea what you're trying to do with your own life. It's the idea of expressing them after the fact. You know, you learn something. Like, I can sit here and look at past relationships. It's like people cross my path now where a past relationship will come up. And what's coming up is to show me that situation of what decision I made. And here I have another situation coming up where I can make a different decision. Because I had two or three decisions at that time I could have gone. Let's see. All right, sitting moves things here. Like again, if you guys want to call and get a reading, we got 10 minutes left, so give us a call 646-721-9031. If you want to call for private readings, please do so. Just call, make an appointment, or call and just get the reading then. I have PayPal on my website. We have a donation button. So since we're we're not keeping to the format of what the prices are on the website itself, we have a donation button. So therefore, we'll sit here and call me up. We'll arrange the price, what you want to do, that kind of stuff. Then we go from there, and you pay PayPal, and we go right into the reading. Okay, just give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or contact me to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com or email me at psychicxjourneyman@live.com. All right, so therefore, just going to, we have a caller in the queue, so let's go to you. I think we're supposed to call this person. I'm not really sure. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
So, did you want to come on? I could have sworn I seen a question mark next to it.
Yeah, that was kind of a fluke. is this only revolving around soulmates, or can I get a reading on something else? Let's see.
Say it one more time. Can you get a reading off the...
Can I get a reading?
Oh, yeah. We do. When people call in, we answer questions about anything and everything. It's just we have certain formats that we go by, just the idea of what we teach and that kind of stuff. But when people call in, whatever you have to ask, whatever you want to focus on, no problem.
All right. I would like to know if it's been a lot of traveling showing up and reading, mm-hmm. and I wanted to know if it's in my best interest. I kind of asked myself.
Is it in your best interest to travel?
For what is going in that direction, that pathway
mm-hmm.
that's showing up.
Would you happen to remember any other cards that might have been on either side of that travel card?
Oh, I didn't pull a card.
Okay. It's just one of the idea of seeing, like trying to look at the situation with a travel card. It's like, for example, if you got a travel card lover, the Lover's card doesn't mean it's traveling to meet someone. It means the idea of traveling. Traveling could actually represent the idea of continue to move forward. So wherever your life takes you, go with the flow, because it's leading you in the direction of things that are good for you, and also have someone to share your life with as a lover. That's why I was asking if you had any idea what the other cards were within the reading, or is it just one of those readings where someone says there's travel in your future?
Yes, traveling. It's like traveling is going to happen, I believe, in the future, like across the states, other places. Just not really sure of it. I don't know. You say you just pull a card for that?
Well, there's actually the Six of Swords, which usually indicates traveling. But it's also the idea of traveling. It's not the idea of it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's the idea of letting go. The swords represent issues. Each one of those swords represent an issue that you need to let go of. So in the process of traveling, it's not just the idea of traveling. Your question was asking if it's would it be in your best interest. And the thing I get the most is, yes, it would be. But it's also saying, are you also willing to let go of things that might influence you not to go or not to flow through the decision of making? Like you have an opportunity that comes to you and says, okay, it's best if you move here because your job, hold on for a second. Here's a good example, okay? In the situation, there's a guy who's been focusing on changing his life. He had a list of all the things he wanted to do, and he had an opportunity to come to him in the process of making a move, which also involved travel, that he would get everything he ever wanted, that he had on his list, his wants, needs, desires, his goals, everything would be accomplished. Okay?
Okay.
Where the negativity comes in at is, in the process of making that decision, he decided not to go because he didn't want to put his kids in a car and he didn't want to travel across the country. If you really look at that situation, this is a person who's scared of getting what he wants. Or else he's been focusing so long on the idea that he probably won't get what he wants. You know, he wrote the list. He makes a decision on a worldly base instead of listening to his heart, because yes, his kids would have to sit in a car for maybe 2 days, a nice travel. But 2 days compared to having a fantastic life, I think the 2 days are great to do. And he didn't do that. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's the idea, yes, travel is good for you, but don't let everything else interfere in the decision to follow through. Most people say, I'll be too far from my family. I'll be da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're sitting there going, what is wrong with you? Because, see, honestly, excuses are things that we create to keep us from where we really want to be at. Because of some kind of fear, is what we call blocks. Blocking you from making the right decision to follow your heart. Because I guarantee if you follow through with when these opportunities come up in the idea of travel, it shows a lot of positive transformation in your own life. It's also the things that you have to go through to have your own realizations, to realize you made the best decision you could, and now it's going to reflect in the ideal positive changes in your life where you're going to get exactly what you want, which is kind of like kind of an iffy thing lately.
Yeah, very. Very, very. I kind of had confirmation while you was talking. I guess I just have to make that leap of faith.
I'm just saying, most people who take leaps of faith, okay, if you take a leap of faith, once you take that leap and you start following through with it, that's when you understand why you're going through it. See, we get a lot of people get a lot of insight and a lot of psychic insight, or your angels are giving you messages and you don't understand them. That's because you have to put yourself in action and follow through with them. Once you start following through and you start living it, that's when you start understanding why you're going in that direction. And most people find out it wasn't a leap of faith. It was just something they had to do. But when they did it, they found out it was the right direction and it was the answer, what they've been looking for. They just didn't understand it because they were still standing over here going, should I or should I not? So they finally just said, heck with it, jumped into the whole thing going, oh, now it makes perfect sense because now I'm a part of it. And if I'm being a part of it, I start seeing things for what they are. I had to do this because this is in my best interest. It also helps you get more, it helps you have more faith in your angels and guides and the information you are getting because you get these promptings all the time. I think you have a very strong gut feeling, which is actually, realistically, it's actually a psychic ability. It's called clairsentience. It's called clear feeling.
Feeling, more of a feeling thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. I get, like, a lot of taps or something, which is really weird because I try to pass them off as, like, muscle, type of muscle tension or something, like twitches.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling most of it is probably going to be based around, like, trust in the unknown. Because, I mean, I kind of anticipated, like, and wanted to travel a lot, do a lot of things, but I don't know, they have no plan behind it as far as I see. So it's definitely unknown, everything about it. So I'm going to do it anyways, whenever it shows up.
Well, we're one.
Okay, it's a person that I just started talking to. I guess like it's like influences around there, like spiritual influences that's involved with it. But I don't know what it's about really exactly. With a female. It's like her sister passed away. She was around me before we met. My grandfather, I guess, is involved with it on the other side. I really don't know exactly what it's about, but maybe I'll find out. Just feel full of questions.
No, we talked about this before to begin the show. It's the idea about relationships and soulmates, twin flames, forget the titles, look at the situation, what's going on, as in how we put this. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to put this in perspective and say, okay, when you meet people and they are the one, as in the one person you're going to go and have a nice long relationship with, is there's no questions about it. You'll know right, you'll know, just like that. The thing I get here mostly here, they keep focusing on a situation where they don't see anything about a romantic relationship. It doesn't mean it won't happen. It's just they're emphasizing more on having a very intense best friend relationship. That's the idea. No deep expectations. Just really get to know this girl. Damn it. There's so many things going on in the situation, realistically. I bet you even see this. It's almost like two people that just the ideal relationships. It's just not in the cards right now for the one of you for the next 6 months. But the ideal of wanting someone in your life and the ideal to confide in things and things that are happening. Someone, it's almost like the idea of having this person can be a friend, like a person you would call after a bad date. But she's also a woman, so she could also give you some insights on what women are thinking in the first place, which seems like it's been some kind of a hard thing with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want some insights. Like, I want to, yeah, no way you can get good advice about girls is you ask girls. You don't sit there and ask guys about girls. Most of them don't know what that even means. And she just seems
like
that's the kind of relationship.
You said, like, insight from her about women?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I see. That probably makes sense.
I'm just saying, man, become you know, just allow a freaking great friendship to come. I'm not saying there couldn't be romance here. I just feel like they are emphasizing on it's very important to have that very strong friendship, even best friends foundation. Before it can actually be determined which way it's going to go. So just really get to know this person. Get to know her like you've never got to know anybody, because there's really a strong connection here anyway, and it should be easy to get to know each other anyway. There's a lot of things she's lost in her life, and I think you guys have a lot in common on that whole situation. Both of you have lost and went through your own trials and tribulations. And it's the idea of two people coming together where they can actually talk to each other like they've never been able to talk to anybody else because of those kind of connections.
Well, it's going to be
that
very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of sense. I just feel like there's a lot of our relatives spiritually
mm-hmm.
who did this. Be in the same city, I just connected
Ooh.
A couple of things, and I kind of opened myself to ask
mm-hmm.
if anything, any of the spiritual world wanted to connect with me on, you know, when I was ready, at the time I was ready, and I just realized that, like, I did ask for this, you know, the involvement, interaction. Been a lot, like, because it happened within, like, a good week, and a lot just like, kind of rushed me. You know? I feel like, I don't know, she kind of weirded out with, like, if I would ever tell her about, like, how this stuff actually came about. I just explained to you, you know, her, about her sister and stuff.
No.
So,
hello?
Hello?
No, I was just sitting here going over some things.
Oh, yeah. I kind of stepped back from talk about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like her sister. I don't know if you could pick that up, but did her sister, like, go to the light or something? Because I don't feel her around no more. I feel like she was probably the one that, like, I was getting a lot of emotions or something. I know we were the mom.
Uh-huh.
And I think after we kind of connected, she probably
mm-hmm.
just moved away, continued on, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Something else, or somebody directed her to the light.
Director. It's a crazy situation. The idea that you go into the light or did she not go into the light, and I keep getting kind of a contradicting answer where it's more like yes and no.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Look, do you think that some ways that this sister who passed over had brought you two together in some sense of the word?
Yeah, if it wasn't her, well, I understand. I didn't get any. It's kind of like it just almost happened within a year, so I'm not comfortable asking
mm-hmm.
about what happened. But she most likely probably passed over really quick, and the situation with that, you know, the earth. Being earthbound and stuff,
mm-hmm.
And maybe because I feel like I can tune in really easy to the connecting
mm-hmm.
spiritually, definitely at night time, and like that I might have attracted her because I'm near like the medical area too.
Mm-hmm.
Which really wouldn't make a difference, but I'm also talking to psychics, so it's just like that attracted, might
mm-hmm.
have attracted her, or it was just like my connections had attracted her to me, kind of a whole trying to get these, put us together, like, some way, which is not really completely clear to me.
They can drive me crazy.
I think her sister probably most likely I think her sister is a part of it. Like, she probably wanted to, you know, make sure her sister was all right before she passed on, move on or something.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the comments you make and the idea of certain things you're saying, okay? We're talking about spirits. It's almost like, look at Source, God, Spirit, sees everything. And the idea, look at spirits, have a tendency to do certain things that they're doing. And it seems that most level it's always in some kind of way of helping somebody. But they see everything. So it's not the idea of her daughter or her sister coming back to see if she's okay. It's more about she's not okay. And the idea of trying to make different influences, even the idea of helping her open up to her own abilities. And then if you look at the situation of you two being attracted to each other or being drawn together, it could also be the same thing for both of you. The spirit is trying to get you to connect more to spirit to actually help yourselves in the decisions you're going to be making here in the next 2 or 3 months.
Oh, all right, yeah. That instantly made sense. I thought about our higher selves and stuff like that, but I missed a lot of that.
Yeah, if you actually go on Amazon in the MP3 area, they actually have meditations. They're 60-minute meditations. There's actually one to help you connect your angels, your guardian angels, your higher self. And they're 60-minute meditations, and they only cost $1 a piece, 99 cents a piece. I've actually used these things, too, and it does seem to make a difference to let down your resistance to connect more, too. Sometimes it's not the idea of trying to connect anybody. It's the idea of letting go of the resistance to keep you from it. Okay? So if you have any more questions or you'd like to do a private reading sometime, let me know. We're running out of time, so I got to get going because I also got some work to do at my shop, so... But you're more than welcome to. You can call me at 740-500-8863. I will be on tomorrow night. What is today? Monday? Yeah, we're on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. So, you know, I'm just saying, if you want to get a private reading, it would be great to work on a situation like this. It's like falls in the category of life coaching to understand certain things that are going on. And realize that anything you attract into your life is also a reflection of you and the things that you're awakening within yourself, okay? And thank you for calling already. And you have a great, well, I guess it's Monday, so have a great week, okay?
Okay, you too, Will.
All right. We will talk to you later, and we're going to go off here and say, hey, thank you all for listening to the show. And thank you for all the people that called in. And we'll be here. We're here during the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 to 11:30 a.m. And on Tuesdays and Thursday nights at between 9 and 9:30 p.m. And it's Mountain Time for all those. And then on Saturday we do have a show at 9, I think. So the Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday shows. Our two-hour shows, and then the morning shows are 90-minute shows. So join us then. Always keep in mind the number is 646-721-9031. And call in, and we'll answer questions for you. In our next show, we're going to be talking about more on the connections of soulmates, as in what is a soulmate, what is a connection, and the idea of how do you connect with those certain connections, which has to do with chakras and auras, the idea of being open, not the ideal pursuing. Attraction means draw to you. So it's also the realizing the promptings that you get is someone else being open or a situation being open as they're working on their attraction. Okay, so there's a situation of being and doing. Okay, doing means you allow yourself to go with the flow, which is another attraction from another person, another situation. But you also realize by being open with yourself, it's also something you put out there. And now the two are going to be brought together. So two people cannot honestly say to each other they're not ready for a relationship because the idea of intention has actually manifested the situation, which is what's going on. And we'll discuss that next show at the Spiritual Roundtable as we give you more insights, answer questions, and do more readings. So therefore, join us tomorrow night at 9 It's either 9 or 9:30, but I'm pretty sure it's 9. Either way it looks, I know we're going to be on at 9 to 9:30, so join us, and we'll talk to you all then. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. You all have a good day.